Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our everyday life, in our emotional conditions, in the headlines, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. I hope to be joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley as we progress. So we're heading into Valentine's Day just as Mercury gets ready to turn retrograde, slowing down and stationing. Now, tonight, the moon is in Libra, which is lovely. And the I'm just working on my computer here, mild difficulty. There we go. That with the Aquarian holiday of Valentine's Day, the theory of love, which can be the ideal of love and lovely when it truly is what works for us. Come on. But so many people feel their emotional life, their personal life is compared very badly to that Aquarian ideal. So I want to look at Aquarius in general and watch that the theory is supposed to arise authentically from our personal experience. And that's when Aquarius, that can be a gift. That political side of Aquarius, you know, President's Day is also an Aquarian holiday, where we take the experience of our people, our relationship to the community, our group, our love of all mankind, and express it in some form, and take that and develop an ideal from it, and a theory about how what works, and then use it to manage our life. But when we start off with a theory of everything should be roses and chocolate, and then try to cram our personal life into it, no one does well with comparison. And this holiday with the sun in Aquarius, but the moon in Scorpio really underlines that experience. With the moon in Scorpio, Mars in Sagittarius, and Venus in Aries. A lot of emotional fervor this week with Venus in Aries bringing up our chi, making us passionate. I describe it like putting a Bunsen burner under our emotions. Mars in Sagittarius, not wanting to be fenced in or trapped in any difficult situation. And the moon in Scorpio getting a little possessive and can tends to emotionally withhold if we don't get our way or because it doesn't feel safe. So there's some really interesting tensions around this holiday. I'd say the more we can take an adventure and work with that Mars in Sagittarius and the Venus in Aries, give love to the whole class like we did when we were children and pass out small Valentines. Do something as a gesture of love, a random act of kindness and compassion and creativity for the world with Venus in Aries and Mars in Sagittarius. Now, the whole world is looking at how difficult the oppressors have been very oppressive while Saturn and Pluto conjunct in Capricorn. Saturn is now up to 26 degrees of Capricorn and heading out of Aquarius, heading into Aquarius, and it'll back up into Capricorn later in the year and then move forward. But we're still looking at the heart of the power structures and reminded that we can choose to give our power away or we can hold on to it and build it and work together. Saturn goes into Aquarius. Pluto goes into Aquarius next. We have to figure out this is not problems that we can solve by ourselves. This is problems we can work on together. So is there some way during this Valentine's Day that you can reach out, sign a petition, donate some money, find like minds and support them to try to help move this world into a better place. Let that be a Valentine's to yourself and to others, because people may be sending out mixed signals. They love you, they don't. They're here, they're not. They're intense, but they're not. And because of the push and pull of the aspects this year. Now, Mercury in Pisces approaching Neptune is moving into intuitive, sensitive, spiritual place, ready for prayer, ready for creative process. But as it approaches it, it also fuzzes out on logical details. And Mercury, right before it conjuncts with Neptune, retrogrades, backs up all the way from Pisces, and then doesn't complete that conjunction until it's out of its shadow on the other side of the retrograde in about 5 weeks. So for the next 5 weeks, no matter how strong our energy is and how active, because Mars is about to go into Capricorn and increase that determination and application of will and desire to push forward, but we can't really see where we're going. So I'd say be careful where you push, be careful where you drive, take one step at a time, be careful what you sign. Doesn't mean don't sign, it means read the fine print and figure out how you would get out of this otherwise. Now, this is already happening. I went to book an airplane ticket the other day. When I finally hit the last screen, it said, oh, timed out, sorry, can't buy the ticket. Okay, so I start all over again, buy that ticket, then I look on my credit card statement, and I have bought two tickets. Now I have to go argue with everybody to get my money back from the first one. We're already seeing this in the transportation difficulties that the storms have caused, that just those simple pieces can be a difficult thing to work with. I think I see Mark. Mark, are you there on the line?
Yes, hello. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry I didn't see you right away. I had the chart right in front of the dialing place. So we're talking about how that Aquarian energy is building up and Mercury is coming to conjunct Neptune and Pisces. So what's been your experience with your clients and walking through New York City? Mark Woltz, and we'll introduce you here.
And yes, Mark Woltz, New York City.
And how are you experiencing these aspects? I always figure the New York subways are one of the best readouts of the transits.
Yeah, mainly they're crowded.
Mm-hmm. But full of different examples.
I think it's typical of Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the crowd more with Pisces because everybody's going every which way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Aries. With Aries, everybody's got a direction and they move away from you. With Pisces, they just seem to move in like the sea.
Yeah, it is an interesting way of putting it. And so have you noticed, you know, the Mars in Sagittarius and the Venus in Aries have kind of really turned up the volume on our feelings, but then now what do we do with it?
Yeah, especially the Venus in Aries. Venus in Aries is really a very special energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like having Venus and Venus and Mars conjunct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you describe that? How do you think people can work with it? And what do you think the problems can be?
Well, you need to consult with yourself in a very quick, direct way. What do I want? That's the Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus operating in Aries really wants to go for what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do is just say, as quick an answer as you can get, ask, what do I want? No, sort of thinking about this, thinking about that, changing your mind. Just, you know, go for it.
That sounds good. And thinking about that and noticing if you're having an intense emotional spike, you might want to take it outside for a minute, take a deep breath, and then respond. You know, what you want may be to bash them in the face, but maybe you wouldn't want that in 5 minutes. So, you know, sometimes I've noticed that just taking a deep breath and walking it out and not suppressing it, because Aries always has a point, but you might need to find a more tactful way than Venus in Aries wants to express.
Yep.
Yeah. And so Mercury's turning retrograde on Monday, and we're asking people to not to notice that, to begin to make life as a practice of consciousness, of noticing where you put your coffee, you know, what notice what you're doing online, notice where everything is going so that it doesn't become more of a problem. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think a lot of people experience Mercury in Pisces a lot like a Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mercury is in Pisces and retrograde.
And close to Neptune.
Yeah.
Right.
Really,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me so much because I have Mercury in Pisces natally.
Mm,
so
lovely.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you just know it's familiar territory. And many people that are born with Mercury retrograde do better under Mercury retrograde than most people. They're kind of used to the energy field. And it, you know, it's a wonderful, there's so much you can do with Mercury retrograde. But if it's about completing or revisiting something from the past, it will tend to be more successful than trying to start something new or launch an enterprise. So just notice that. Let life be an exercise in attention and see how you can make that work. Now, we had a call. We've got a couple of people online, and we had an email from Mimi, who was born January 19th, 1961, at 5:22 a.m. in Miami Beach, Florida. Now, Mimi has been, and she is a last degree of Capricorn Sun, Moon in Pisces, and a Capricorn Rising. And her progressed Sun is at 28 Pisces. And for anybody who hears us, that there's 30 degrees to a sign. So if something's 28 and a half degrees, it's about to leave that. And a progressed sun moves at about a degree a day. So it's just about to go into Aries. Her progressed moon is in Taurus at 4 degrees. And when she lost her job, she's been in publishing for, 15, 20 years. And she just lost her job on February 5th and is trying to figure out what to do next. Now, I see so many new beginnings about to happen. Her progressed moon just went over Uranus. So I have a feeling that some of the changes started at her job a few months before the actual firing. Saturn is about to conjunct her Sun, but Pluto and Saturn conjunct her Saturn. She's been through her second Saturn return just a few months ago. The Saturn-Pluto conjunction was exact within a degree of her Saturn. And I noticed that a lot of people who have their Saturn around 21 degrees, 22 degrees of a cardinal sign, 21 to 23 of a cardinal sign, have experienced changes in their work this year, in the last few months, whether they lost their job or they were laid off as she was, because in the publishing industry is changing so drastically, or because they started a new business, but their work has gone through a transformation. Have you noticed that, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be a theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost all my clients have something around that degree lately. That are the ones that are in the midst of things. But Neptune is getting off her Venus in the third house. She has Venus also in Pisces. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention with that Mercury retrograde in Pisces is what it's really good for right now is writing fiction. And I look at her chart, and she's got, Mimi's got some new beginnings kicking in about a year and a half when her progressed sun goes into Aries. And between now and then, if she could take some time off to write the short stories and novels she's always wanted to write, to dive into the fantasy world, if, or imagination in some form, it would really work with the transits at the moment. But Saturn's coming into her second house. Finances may be tight for the next 2 years, but help her reorganize, you know, to rebuild her life. When Saturn goes through your second house, we tend to, you know, have to reorganize our finances so they keep working. And so I think that it's a good chance for her to do, so she talked about whether she should be doing some retraining. I don't know if she's ever considered being a teacher, but with her North Node in Virgo in the ninth, just past Pluto, her chance of being a teacher would be very good. I don't know where she's living at the moment, but before I go on about the astrocartography, what are you seeing anything that you'd like to add about possibilities for work?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to reframe. So she's had a career, and she's had to step away from the job, but that's not the career. But I think the career needs to be reframed. Mm-hmm. In other words, think of all that you know and figure another way that you can work with that same body of knowledge and experience. And it'll bring about a shift so that you'll be working with the same energy and the same awareness, but in a different way.
That sounds good. Now, her plan is, if we look at the essential dignities of them, all of her planets are in pretty good shape. So when I look at her astrocartography, I know she's somewhere on the East Coast at the moment, but I don't see any good astrological stuff happening for her on the East Coast. She's got Mars on the descendant through here, just off the East Coast, Hephaestus, Eris, you know, it's not an easy place for her to be. I would love to see her. She's got her Venus in Pisces, which is exalted. I'd love to see her on her Venus on the IC line in Colorado, like through Denver, up through Wyoming, Billings, through Albuquerque and Santa Fe. She's got the moon on the IC through Los Angeles, Lake Tahoe, Spokane, you know, inland. And if there's any work that she can think of that's in that area up, you know, San Diego, you've got 200 miles on either side of those lines. But, the, you know, if you drew a line from through San Diego up through the border, right through Spokane, and think 200 miles on either side of that, or a line just west of Denver and 200 miles on either side of that, you might find that business takes off pretty easily. Consider visiting or relocating when you are looking at new work. And that it is a great time to be, while Saturn's in her second house, retraining or reorganizing towards a job that she would train up to do something that she would like to do, take her into a
Actually,
different level of work.
It might work well to go on a 1 month program of training in one of the areas that you noted. That could be a good use of that energy.
Yes. Yes. So good luck, my dear. Mimi, I hope that you take care of yourself, that you use your imagination carefully during this Mercury retrograde time. I would say dream big while Mercury is retrograde. Imagine your perfect job and the steps that you need to take to get there. And reconnect with old contacts while Mercury is retrograde. But don't follow through on that until Mercury turns direct March 9th. Okay, I'm going to take a caller. We have, and hello, 828 area code. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Danielle. 6/13/81.
When is it? I'm sorry.
6/13/81.
When were you born? 6/13/1981. At what time?
9:25 a.m.
And where?
Alton, Illinois. A-L-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm. And how can we help you?
Well, I'm with an Aquarius, and we live together, and I don't want to be with him anymore. And a friend of mine is a Capricorn, and she has a space for rent at her house. It's in a basement, and there's no windows down there. So how do you see this going for me?
And do you feel safe at home? You just feel like you've ended the relationship? Is that correct?
And he's got addictions, and he has gotten aggressive with me.
So you want to leave quickly when you leave.
Yeah, my lease is up at the end of April.
Okay. Your progressed moon is in Aries, and it's at 1 degrees of Aries. So about a month and a half ago, when it went from 2 years in Pisces, when you were kind of taking anything and everything, and feeling maybe sensitive and not sure you could cope. And now your progressed moon's in Aries, and you're ready to sort of kick butt and get out of there. The question will be, how do you get out without, do this in a logical, clear way without setting off the layers of possessiveness? You've got another year while your progressed sun is in Cancer, if your progressed sun goes into Leo in less than a year, and you've got a whole new beginning starting for you. So we hope to get you moving forward. You had your sun natally at 22 Gemini. And like we said, people who had planets at 22 and your natal Pluto is 21 Libra. So that Saturn-Uranus conjunction of 2 weeks ago squared your sun, and I mean squared your Pluto and in conjunct your sun. And kind of I can see why it set off a big change for you. Now, you're okay with the moon in Scorpio and Pluto at the bottom of the chart for a while living in a basement, but not for long. You know, I think that right now safety is going to be what's most important for you. And then you will feel more able to move. What do you see, Mark?
Yeah. There's a feeling of needing safety, but there's also a lot of protection. So you don't need to worry as much as you think you do. You need just to focus on moving forward. So
yeah.
make your plan and go with it, and it'll be clear.
So it feels like what you need to watch out with your progressed moon in Aries and your natal moon in Scorpio is that you don't get angry and mean as you leave. Get firm. Don't defend yourself. Don't be defensive. Just go, this is what I have to do. No, you can't talk me out of it. This is what I need to do. I really wish you well, but I got to go. Right, Mark?
Like he's gonna try to get me there. He's not going to be okay with it.
Do you think so? I think that what you want to do is take it out of hurting his feelings and just go, this is what I got to do. You know, I'm not, because I think he responds to rejection that poorly, and that he is possessive. And even when he's not sure that what he wants to do with you, he's possessive. So you want to not make it about winning and losing. Just you go your way, and I wish you well, and I'm going my way.
Yeah, the more you focus on moving forward, the easier it'll go. So, you know, Don't throw yourself out into the cold. Set something up so that you know right where you're going from the minute you leave.
Okay. So it looks like I am moving to her house?
Yeah, well, it looks like you're moving. I'd love to see you move someplace more light. Now, what's happening with your work? Because it looks like your work is improving.
Well, I was wanting to do something with tarot cards or readings or health and nutrition or both. And she does all of that. She has her own vegan business, and the people that I'm going to be with are going to be great for me.
Yes, I do think that's it. Like, get there and see how you can be helpful, and then see where that takes you. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck on that, my dear.
Thank you.
You take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. And we've got only a few minutes, but let's take one more caller. And hello, 901. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sylvia. I'm getting grateful. 4461.
Mhm.
Another 61.
And,
okay.
And what time?
5:51 a.m.
And Memphis, right?
Yes.
I remember this time. And how are you? And how can we help you, my dear? I know you've been working on work.
Yes, and that's what I'm calling about, to see if I would be good using my spiritual gifts, talents, to get employment that way, as in becoming self-employed while I'm still looking for someone to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
myself. Yes, you've got Mercury, Vesta, Ceres, and the Sun all in the 12th house. So tell me how you would, and Neptune in your seventh house. Yeah, you've got some, you know, and Moon in the eighth house. You got plenty of good intuition for other people. It's a little hard for you to see for yourself, but boy, can you see what other people, like, you're always full of advice. So the advantage of doing work like this is that people come to you for advice, and then it's not obnoxious that you want to give it to them. What kind of work do you want to do?
Like I said, the advice, I know how to read tarot cards. I know how to do numerology,
and do a little bit of everything. Don't decide which of those. Kind of like use your well-stocked toolbox and, you know, start with low expense until you, you know, charge student prices while you're building up your speed and your confidence and, you know, and your skills. Okay?
Okay.
So I think you'd be great at that.
What was in the 12th house besides Sun, Mercury, Vesta?
And Ceres, the asteroid Ceres, that you're good at taking care of people.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to go because we're out of time, but good luck, my dear.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll try that. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. And so join Mark Woltz and Heather Ron Robbins and Ann Ortley in New York City on March 14th and 15th for a workshop. And that whatever level of astrology you are, we can probably fit you in because we're going to be working shop everything on three levels. Goodbye from Montana and Mark.
Goodbye from New York City.
And happy Valentine's, everybody.
And yes, happy Valentine's Day. Okay.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.